this is perhaps Selma at its busiest. This is the 55th Selma Jubilee, a citywide observance of Bloody Sunday. That's when voting rights marchers were beaten and tear-gassed on the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
I'm Reverend Bowen, and I'm with the Safe Haven Center.
Reverend Michael Bowen is among those setting their vendor tents before people start piling in. We're standing within eye shot of the Edmund Pettus Bridge, but it's the building a block and a half over that we're here to talk about. The St. James Hotel is closed down, but Bowen is hopeful for a comeback.
I think it will, but it will be a slow process because it's been closed for so long that people, I guess, it's going to take probably other Jubilee or something big in the city of Selma to really promote the St. James again, because the St. James, as you know, has been dead for a while.
But new life may be coming. Birmingham-based Ragland Hospitality bought the St. James and renovations are underway. For some Selma residents, the grand reopening can't come too soon.
This is Pilcher McBride Drug Company.
Brittany works here as a pharmacist. She hopes the new St. James will offer up more to do downtown.
I mean, just like a lot of other small towns, I feel like downtown probably shuts down pretty early, you know, early bedtime, early. We close at 6. Most of the other shops either close around 6 or a little before. The restaurant next door, I think, is open till 9 or 10.
Good morning. How are you?
A few blocks from all the festivities is the office of Selma attorney Harry Gamble. He worked for the city to negotiate the sale and contract of the St. James Hotel to Ragland Hospitality, a branch of Hilton Hotels.
The whole focus of the St. James was to have a solid downtown facility that would attract people to stay here, but also be a focal point for other businesses to develop around it.
Remember our visit to the Pilcher McBride Drug Company? It opened in 1870, but it's a youngster compared to the St. James. Harry Gamble says the hotel was built in 1837 and it once had a successful restaurant and inn, but that did not last.
For various reasons, primarily management issues, it went downhill and got very far out of repair. So the city felt like that this was the best hope of getting it back where it should be by having it done right and not do it as anything less than a first-class place that was consistent with its history.
I think it would give people, you know, a lot of times, especially this time of year, we get a lot of people traveling in.
Back at Pilcher Drug Company with Brittany. She's especially excited for the dining service the hotel will offer.
So it'll be nice to have a restaurant that's open, you know, a little later. It would definitely give people another option, something to do.
And while she sees the hotel as a place that will be great to offer up for travelers for the Bloody Sunday anniversary weekend, Attorney Gamble sees the St. James as an ongoing economic shot in the arm for downtown Selma.
No, it'll be a year-round attraction, and both for the bridge, but also for just people wanting to stay in a classic old hotel that goes back into the 1850s, that has a history of famous people staying there, and that is convenient to downtown.
For now, remembrances of Selma's civil rights past may be the big drawing card for visitors to this city along the Alabama River. Harry Gamble says the opening of the newly renovated St. James Hotel will be happening in late May. And if all goes well, the refurbished landmark may draw people year-round for a drink, maybe dinner, and something in addition to Selma's place in Alabama's fight for civil rights. For APR News, I'm Tina Turner in Selma.